This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU weed specialist Brian Jenks from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Brian, some kochia is now resistant to group 14 herbicides. What do we know about spraying burn down products?
Unfortunately, we're dealing with kochia that has developed resistance to some of our primary burn down products, including AIM and Sharpen. We've been using AIM and Sharpen for about 15 years or so now, and we've tank mixed those with Roundup. And because we've got Roundup resistant kochia, the AIM and Sharpen has really helped us to add an extra mode of action to control the kochia. Unfortunately, now we're seeing kochia that's resistant, and so our growers are going to have to be watching for when they spray. It, go back within about 10 days and make sure that kochia is dying when you're using AIM and Sharpen.
All right, good stuff, Brian. And hey, we'll talk soil residual products when we come back.
Are you in the market for a used combine? Look no further than Gooseneck Implement. We have a vast inventory of quality used combines for you to choose from. Whether you're a seasoned farmer or just starting out, we have the perfect combine to fit your needs. Visit gooseneckimp.com to browse our selection and find the combine that will take your operation to the next level. Gooseneck Implement, the best combines, the best prices, the best financing, and the best customer service. Don't wait any longer. Visit gooseneckimp.com today.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking kochia today on Ag Issues with Brian Jenks. And Brian, how about soil residual products?
Our soil residual products that we primarily use are products like Sharpen and Valor. We use a lot more Spartan in the spring, and we use them in various products. And we rely on these products for weed control in many different crops, from soybean, sunflower, safflower, peas, chickpeas, etc. And so we really need these products to work for us. Unfortunately, we're starting to see kochia that's also somewhat tolerant to Spartan and more in particular to Valor. So once again, you're going to have to keep an eye on where you spray these products, see if they're working, and then we'll talk about in the future about how we can do the testing for that.
All right, good stuff, Brian. Thanks for that. And that'll conclude this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Gooseneck Implement in Minot, by Andy Laris, your Thrivent financial advisor in Minot, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.